Was there anything surprising in the local results, District 32 Kodiak, that surprised you?
Well, local results kind of reflect a national trend. I had thought, I guess, that Kodiak might be a little counter to the national point of view, but it appears as though we're kind of tracking a national wave at this point. Percentages vary a little bit. Trump was down a little bit in Kodiak as opposed to nationwide. So I was a little surprised, but nonetheless, that was the will of the voters.
Uh-huh. It seemed like, according to the figures that I was sent, 101 folks signed up or registered as Republicans at the event. So it seemed like it was something that motivated people to come out.
Well, I think that the national debate and the publicity or focus that that's received has engaged folks, perhaps in ways that they haven't been engaged in other presidential elections. And so, yes, indeed, I think more people came out, more people wanted to express their view through participating in the poll. And of course, because it's limited to the Republicans, registration was an important first step for some of those folks to be able to participate.
Mm-hmm. One last question regarding the delegates that are going to be sent to the state convention from here. Have those been selected yet, or are they based on who in the party supports who among the candidates?
Thanks, Jay. Yeah, the delegates will be selected in Kodiak on March 12th, or for District 32. I said not specific to Kodiak, but for District 32. On March 12th, we're going to have our district meeting. It'll be at 10 a.m. in the Fisherman's Hall again, and those that are interested in attending are welcome to attend. Again, that's March 12th at 10 a.m., and that meeting will select the delegates from District 32 to the state Republican convention.
All right. Excellent. Well, thanks so much for calling in this morning, Duncan. I really appreciate it.